Good afternoon. How are you? Okay. Cold? Warm? Hot?
Hot.
Hot. Ah. I am one of the pastors of this church. Somebody who don't know me. my name is Hiroshi Horikawa. It's called me Hiroshi. And I'm so glad. Many people come to our English service, and this is one of my vision that this church, this sanctuary, will be filled with the people who love God, you know, who praise the Lord. But still, we have some empty seats, so bring your friends, your family. And, you know, fill this room first, you know, with the people. And this group is actually, you know, is a true the style of church, you know, the different languages, different speaking languages, different countries, you know, the all kinds of differentiality is the very important issue, the part of the church, because the church, the body of Christ, is the body of Christ, and you know, the first church in this world, of course, the church started at Jerusalem. But the church for the Gentiles started at the Antioch in Syria. If you read the Acts chapter 12, they say the first church in Antioch, the people were called Christians. And the why they're called Christians? Because they love Christ, and they say Christ all the time. But the first church in Antioch was the group like you. You know, they're different ethnos, you know, different countries, different speaking languages, but they all love Christ. You know, they're one in Christ. So this is the church supposed to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you reduce the microphone a little bit? I think this kind of Holy Spirit sound a little bit. actually, the Holy Spirit loves this church, you know. He wants to move through you because all love Christ, and they all wants to do something. Wants to minister to him. So this afternoon, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23, which is on the bulletin. Maybe this is not these speakers. Yeah, from here. Okay. Got it. Let me read from verse 19 to 23. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those who under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free. To weak, I became... let me check. Yes. Let me read from verse 22. To those not having the law, I became like not one having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I'm under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save one. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Amen. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time that you choose these people and you bring these people here to serve you, to pray to you, to worship you, Lord. Lord, you gave this gospel. You sent your Son to save us, and you put this wonderful treasure in our hearts. So we want to share this treasure to the people. So we want to know how to do that. And we want to learn how to do that from this scripture this afternoon. Lord, use me to share your will to the people here. And Lord, speak each one of us here directly to our soul, to our spirit, Lord, through my lips, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This is the very important and very famous scripture. Most of you know, I think. And of course, I like this scripture very much, and I read many times. But still, I think I have to learn more and more from this scripture. It means we have to learn from the attitude of Paul, how he behaved himself to win a soul. You know, what he did to spread the gospel. This year, I have preached about the discipleship in Japanese service. I mostly preach in the Japanese service in the morning of Sunday. So I preached the disciples, how we supposed to be, or you know what the teaching about the disciples from Jesus Christ. A couple of months, I preached from the Sermon on the Mount, and Sermon on the Mount is the teaching directly to the disciples. And I will preach about the disciples, like Paul, other disciples, for coming a couple of weeks. But I think I'm a little of little time. I need more time to teach about discipleship, and because especially the New Testament is the full of the teaching about this discipleship, you know, because the Christians are not Christians. We are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Of course, we are Christians, like I said, in Antioch, the people who believe in Jesus Christ as a personal Savior is called Christians, but that's the kind of nickname, you know. But we are not Christians, we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. You know, every single Christian has to be the disciple of Jesus Christ. So that is not the title of us, but the true meaning of us. You know, that is the understanding of myself. You know, what do you think yourself? You know, are you or just a believer of Jesus Christ or the follower of Jesus Christ? You know, are you just learned something from Jesus Christ, or you want to do exactly what Jesus did? Do you just teaching about the Jesus Christ, or you want to perform? You want to be like Jesus Christ. You know, that is the big difference. We are not the believers, but the followers with the disciples. So the Paul is maybe the perfect disciple, and he is the most important sample, you know, example that we learn how the disciple is supposed to be, especially his ministry towards the Gentiles, especially his mission or evangelism. After he became, he accepted Jesus as personal Savior at the gate of Damascus. You know the story. He went to Damascus to arrest the Christians, to persecuted the Christians, but he was shot like the light of the Christ. He could not see. He changed the whole his everything has been changed. Was changed at that moment because when Jesus said, "Do you know me? Do you know who you are persecuting?" And Paul said, "I don't know." Jesus said, you're persecuting me." So at that time, Paul knew Jesus Christ is living. You know. So his life was totally changed. That he changed from the persecutor to the spreader of the gospel. So the verse, the scripture I read, is I feel like, you know, his of course he wants to say a lot of things, and he did a lot of things, but this is his attitude, you know, his behavior, his stance, you know, how he stand. You know, he said, "Though I'm free and belong to no man, I myself a slave to everyone." As you know, his letters, Paul's epistles, he introduced that I am a slave of Jesus Christ. You know. This is his true idea of himself. You know, he's a slave. But not only Jesus Christ, but also this verse said, he's a slave to everyone. Which means he did what he have to do. He served everybody as a slave to change his life into Jesus Christ. To win as many as possible. He said, "I might make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible." As many as possible. This is his slogan, you know. As many as possible. One, two, three. No, as many as possible. As long as he lives, he wants to win as many as possible. What do you think? Yes, I brought a couple people to the church, and my friend became Jesus, the Christians. Yes, I did what I have to did. I can go to heaven. My job was done. Yes, my whole family is Christians. Well, yeah, my job is done. You know, I can just stay as a Christians. No, that is not enough. Paul said, to win as many as possible. But to win as many as possible, he make himself a slave to everyone. He serve everybody. To him or her, by serving him or her as a slave, he or her changed his life into Christ, that his that is his will and his desire. So from verse 20 to 22 shows how he make himself a slave. Verse 20 said, the Jews I became like a Jew. Yes, he was a Jew. But he became, accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, he was free from sin, so he understood that he was no more under the law. He understood that he did not be like the Jews. He's free from all the law, but to those under the law, I became like one under the law. He was free. You know, he said, I myself am not under the law anymore. But to win the people under the law, he put himself under the law, which means he keep the Mosaic law, every single word of that, but he understood he did not need to, he didn't have to, but if he by keeping the law to see the Jews, the Jews saw that Paul keep the laws, the Jews could understand the meaning of Jesus Christ, and even the Jews or Paul, of course he is free from the law, but he is doing something to the Jews. You know, his the way of style, his way of life to show the love of the Jews. So that is the way to became like a slave for the Jews. To those who not have the law, I became like one not having the law. I'm a little bit confused about this. You know, how he used the Jewish part or non-Jewish part. You know, I guess. When he eat with the Gentiles. Jews do not eat pig, of course. The Jews have the strict law of about food. They don't eat they don't eat unagi, eel, sea eel. They don't eat. Maybe they don't eat, octopus? No? Maybe shrimp? They do? No shrimp. Oh, how about crab? No shellfish? What they eat? Everything else. Oh, everything else. Yeah, so when eat with the Jews, Paul, of course, eat the Jewish food, you know, kosher, they say. But when eat with Gentiles, they have a party invited by Gentiles, Paul enjoys the Gentiles' food. If they eat octopus, Paul eat octopus, I think. You know? What do you think? Amen? Yeah? No, thank you. Yeah, like Chris testified, you know, because he wants to reach, you know, he wants to be a friend of the people, you know, he wants to come close to the people. So for Paul, the food or customs or behaviors or clothing are not important. So if eat this food with this guy, if we could friend with this man, I eat this. If he does not eat, I do not eat. And also, verse 22 said, to the weak, I became weak to win the weak. What does this mean? To the weak. Who is the weak? From the Paul's perspective, weak people is like the very strict law keepers. You know, they are so mean, and sometimes, and you know, they stays the old lifestyle of Jews. So if they want to do that, like the Bible said, Paul had an oath or pledge to God, but Paul sometimes used that custom of Jewish custom and show I'm the under law, under the Mosaic law. All the kinds of small promises and laws and regulations, some people are so eager to keep it. But if they want to do that, I'll do. But sometimes somebody don't care about that. I think Paul sometimes so mixed up, you know. Who is this guy and who this guy? What kind of food they eat and what custom they have? Maybe sometimes he made some mistakes, but he doesn't care. Who is the Lord of Paul? Jesus, yes. What Jesus did? Jesus was God. Jesus is God, of course. But he threw out his godness and became human beings. He took our flesh to become our friend, right? To eat our food. Does he like this earthly food? I don't think so. He really wants to drink the wine we made? I don't think so. He had better food in heaven. He had better water, better air, better people. But he threw out all physics to become our friend, to sit right beside of you, to cry with you. To die for you. That's what Jesus did. Jesus was the perfect God and perfect man. Paul tried to be like Jesus. Jesus became our slave, so Paul tried to become a slave. So he wants to, right, to win the Jews, he became like Jews. He win the Gentiles, he behaved like Gentiles. He the Bible does said he to the strong people he
acts like strong. The weak people, he acts like weak.
Why?
Verse 23 said, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. By doing all things, he felt that I am share in its blessings. I think he acts like Jews sometimes act like Gentiles, and strong and weak and all these things. He is so satisfied, you know, because I do all things. For the sake of the gospel, and I may share in his blessing. He felt blessings. Of course, we are not perfect. We cannot do everything good enough. But at least we have to try it. Amen? You know, sometimes we don't know. We did something, mistakes. You know, we do too much. You know, okay, I become a drunkard, so I drink too much tonight, you know, to become a drink person. Is that right? I don't think so. But if I say no, I drink. I hate alcohols. I hate the people who drinks too much. Can I become a friend of him? No. This morning, one guy came. He's the son of our members, old members. He's been an alcoholic for a long time. Maybe I testified sometimes. He came to this church 10 some years ago and was full of alcohol. And he tried to hit me. And he did many things, bad things in his church, and he ran away. But he was hospitalized. Pastor Daida visited. I visited the hospitals, and he's changed lifestyle a little by little. And he quit drinking 4 years ago. This morning he said, I did not drink for these 4 years. And he said, in his building, he lived in a small building, there are 3 friends, they are still in alcoholics. And he said, I want to help them. I want to help quit drinking. I was so surprised, you know. Who changed this guy? And he said, there's a small church, one block next to his building. And he said, I want to bring the people to bring the church. I don't know when he starts going to that church, but 100% he's been saved and been changed his lifestyle. God can change us. Of course, God can change the people. But what can I do is become friend. That's all we could do. Not just throwing the tracts or just say the scripture or something. Like what Jesus did. Jesus became a human being to become a friend of sinners. Why the Zacchaeus became a Christian? Why he changed his lifestyle? Why he threw out his whole money to give the people, because Jesus became the guest of him, right? Because he eat with Zacchaeus, because his eye wants to stay with you. That's what I could do. That's what we could do. But to become a friend, We have to be like him or like her. We have to become Jews if we become a friend of Jews. If we, so I want to say the people here, most of them are not Japanese. So maybe you, somebody, some of you, and think that we cannot reach out Japanese. You know, we are not Japanese. But no, that is wrong. You can reach out Japanese if you try to understand Japanese, if you want to become a friend of Japanese. Because that we need love to change ourselves to become their friends. So the Japanese feel love through your attitude. You of course it likes easy, not easy, but the people to see your love. If you change yourself, you're trying to become a friend of Japanese. Of course, not only Japanese, the any kind of people. But that is the key. You know, that is the key. What the Paul said, I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means, I might save one. Remember that. By all possible means, I will do anything, anything, I might save some. He used his brain and he not to be a good disciple or, you know, good teacher. But he used his brain to save someone by all possible means. We don't know what kind of ways or methods or what, you know, exactly. If you do this, you can save this guy. Or if you do this, you can save this Japanese guy. We don't know. But we do. All possible means. All possible means. We have to think about, what can I do? Lord, teach me. Let me know. What can I do? Let Lord break my heart, you know, break my barrier to reach out to people. Do not put the wall in your heart. I cannot do this. I don't want to do this. I cannot reach out this kind of person. If you put your wall in your heart, they don't be Jesus' new disciple. So that by all possible means, I might save someone. We have lots of people. We live here, your friends, neighbors, families. Many people we have to reach out. Jesus wants us to become the friends and come close and reach out and spread the gospel and show your love and save. I do all this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessings. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time. Lord, we are now live in this town, and we some people are not easy to live here.
And some people are very busy, or some people are so struggling with this custom or languages. But Lord, this afternoon, put this idea, every single one here, Lord. We are here to serve you. We are here to spread your gospel. We are here to win a soul. Lord, use us. Change our heart. We can do it. We are not like Paul, but we are the disciple of Jesus Christ who throw out the everything in heaven and became human beings. Lord, use us and let us reach out to people. This city, Hiroshima, over a million people, most of them do not know Jesus Christ. Most of them do not know Jesus is the Savior. They don't know these blessings. They don't know the everlasting life. Lord, use us to spread this wonderful, this good news, Lord. And use us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.